Well, issues. 518-697-7400 is the number to call, or go online to wgxc.org/donate.
My name is Victoria Ketty, and you are listening to WGXC, Accra, 90.7 FM.
Hello, I'm Rob Saffer, host of Overlooked, airing the fourth Thursday of each month from 7 to 9:30 p.m. on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra. We'll listen to overlooked and underheard jazz and improvised music from its earliest years to what's happening right now.
तेरी आंखों में उतर के ना पूछ हमें क्या हो गया, रांझा ये तबाह हो गया, के रांझा ये तबाह हो गया। हीरिया नी नशा तेरा करके ना पूछ हमें क्या हो गया, के रांझा ये तबाह हो गया।
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I am Fahim. I am 13 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4, talking about books.
Books we love. Books we really love.
Books we're reading, books we have mixed feelings about, yeah. Books that are turned into movies and such, audiobooks,
yeah.
Reading in general, literary stuff, all sorts of things. But we have been lucky to be on Bound by Books for many, many years. So Bound by Books was one of the shows when WGXC first launched way back when, and we've had changes in the youth on the show, obviously, because youth grow up and sometimes they move, but yeah, we've had continuous youth voices on the radio on Bound by Books ever since the start. And there's also other great radio shows hosted by youth on WGXC, because WGXC is great.
Yeah.
They give space for youth voices as well as other community voices. Mm-hmm. And we are here to help do our part to help keep WGXC on the air so that more and more and more youth voices can be heard every day on the radio here in Columbia, Greene County, and elsewhere. It's the Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive here at WGXC. And we're trying to reach, or striving to reach, or going to reach, a goal of $25,000 to help keep WGXC on the air throughout the year. And our daily goal is
$2,100.
And we're hoping some people listening out there will help us reach this daily goal and help us reach the greater goal to keep WGXC going strong. And so we're asking people out there, if you care about community radio, youth voices on the radio, bookish radio, hands-on radio, listener-supported radio.
For that reason, call 518-697-7400 or go online at wgxc.org/donate to donate your generosity.
Yeah. And every amount counts. Could be... It could be a quarter. I don't know if you can donate a quarter online. Oh, yeah. But if you had a quarter in your pocket and you stopped by, you could donate it.
Yeah.
If you have $1,000,000 in your pocket, you could donate that too.
That would be very helpful.
We like both. Yeah. But yeah, all amounts count. Everything helps us reach our goal. We won 1 year. We had one of our youth radio co-hosts just emptied her pockets, and she had $5 and some odd cents, and she gave that to the station. So every little bit counts. We hope you'll call in 518-697-7400, talk to one of our wonderful friends out at the phones, or donate online at wgxc.org/donate. It's a great website.
Yeah.
I go to the website a lot. You can listen to old shows on there. So if you miss our show some week and you're so sad that you didn't get to listen to Bound by Books, you can go back and catch it in the archives.
Yeah.
Or if you missed a community event, there's a lot of recorded meetings all throughout the area. So if you can't attend everything, which nobody can attend everything, but you wish you could, you can catch up by searching for those meetings in the archives on the website. But yeah, it's the Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive. And there really have been, the radio has been all over the area. There's studios in here in Hudson, where we just moved this spring, I believe it was.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like we've been here forever now. But we're in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on the corner of 4th and Warren, little side entrance by the post office. Great new space. We've settled in nicely. There's also a studio space over in Acre. And there's also broadcast from Catskill, as well as remote broadcast from all over our listening area. We had a broadcast from the Hudson Area Library this year, which was fun.
Yeah.
For the Hudson Children's Book Festival, we had a bunch of authors and illustrators come, and we did a remote broadcast from the Teen Room. I've heard shows that are recorded in restaurants, from other libraries. There's a whole list here of places that broadcasts have happened in the past year. Oh, we did one last, I think it was last year, from the Magpie Bookstore in Catskill. That was fun because we're a book show, so we got to be surrounded by books while we talked about books, which is pretty fun. But yeah, so WGXC really gets out there for broadcasts. You can also really listen to WGXC anywhere. While on the radio dial, it doesn't go, you know, forever and ever and ever. It goes pretty far. But you can also listen online at WGXC.org. There's a listen live function. Yeah. There's also a new app that just came out this year that you can listen to both live broadcasts as well as archives on the app. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so we hope you'll help keep WGXC on the air and help WGXC continue to grow and reach out to the community and call in and show your support. We have some lovely people waiting by the phones to take your call. It's 518-697-7400, or you can donate online at wgxc.org/donate. So, before we talk about books a little bit, I wanted to ask Fahim, how long have you been on WGXC?
Almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm in the WGXC because it helps you, like, there are, like, people who are, like, really shy. If you're, like, in the WGXC, you can basically visualize that you're talking to everyone who's listening to mm-hmm. this, and then it can, like, help you build up your communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
And then, there are people who needs, like, who need, what's that called? Community service hours mm-hmm. for the graduation. They could, it's very helpful for them mm-hmm. to attend WGXC.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you feel like you've developed some community or yeah. communication skills?
Yes.
Yeah. You said because some people are shy.
Yeah.
Right. You're a little shy, but not really.
I think
you're shy, but not shy.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
I think this year I'm like 0.5 out of 10 shy because I'm not that shy anymore.
You're coming out of your shell.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, it's fun to, I feel like sometimes when people come on the show for the first time, they feel a little bit nervous about being on the radio because they've never done it before.
Yeah.
And then they realize that it's, you know, it's different than, I know you've been on stage as well.
Yeah.
But it's a little different than being on stage because you don't have to, you don't have people staring at you. We know you're out there. We know you're listening.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, the one sense. You're just listening. You're now watching. It's a little different. And it's fun to have conversations about books.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yay. Great.
Yeah.
Cool. So we're going to talk about books for a little bit, but while we're doing that, although I know you don't want to miss out hearing about us, the books we're going to talk about, we do hope you'll give a call in, pledge your support to WGXC, 518-697-7400. Or go online at wgxc.org/donate. You can make a donation online.
Yeah.
Help us reach our goal. Hooray.
Hey.
All right. So, Fahim, what have you been reading lately?
I'm almost done with Miles Morales by Jason Reynolds. So far, it is very good. I cannot wait for the ending because I know there's going to be a surprising ending. So, yeah, so far, like, by the way, talking about Miles Morales, I saw this trailer. It was called Spider-Man, Spidey Sense or something. It was like a cartoon movie. Uh-huh. It's like a trailer, and it described Miles Morales. It described three Spider-Mans, Peter Parker, the first Spider-Man, Miles Morales, the second Spider-Man, and there was the other one, I forgot her name.
Was it Spider-Gwen? I know there's a comic called Spider-Gwen, I haven't read it.
Well, I'm not sure, I think it might, yeah. Huh. So I was very excited, I was like, wow, they described Miles Morales.
And you think it's an animated series that seems to have all three of them?
Oh, yeah.
That's fun. Yeah, I've never seen them. I don't really watch sort of comic book cartoons or animations. I only see the live action, and they haven't had any that have them cross paths. So that would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Miles Morales he's Spider-Man, but he's a different Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So he has a different story than Peter.
Yeah.
So I forget, how does he become Spider-Man?
Oh, so his uncle, who's like a really bad person, and then he goes to Oscorp and steals like these like spiders that can turn you into like Spider-Man, and then the spiders like escape from his bag, and then they crawl to Miles's hand and just bite him, and then from there he feels like different. Mm-hmm. Then he gets like strength and abilities to like fly and stuff, yeah. Hmm. Spider webs and stuff.
Cool.
But he doesn't know how to control it, so he kind of goes in the bad side a little because his dad was also a bad person. So, yeah.
Does he have any allies that know who he is at this point in the book?
Yes, his dad already knows who his he dad is. Knows. Yeah, okay. And his friend, who's a Chinese person. Mm-hmm. I forgot his name. I think Gank was... I forgot his name, so yeah.
Hmm. Cool. And this one, for those that are listening, it's Miles Morales by Jason Reynolds.
Yeah.
And it's a chapter book. So it's not a comic book, because I think a lot of times we talk about superhero comic books, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're enjoying it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far, yeah.
I've also never read a superhero. I'm thinking, am I telling the truth? I think I'm telling the truth. I've never read a superhero book that's not a comic, I don't think. I mean, I've definitely read action adventure things where you could maybe consider someone a superhero, but not like they have more of those now than I think they once did. Sounds fun. So I have a superhero.
Oh.
Do you know who my superhero is?
No.
Michael Shimidas. Who called in and made a pledge to WGXC.
Oh.
Thank you for your contribution, Michael.
Yay.
Michael's a big fan of Bound by Books. Oh. Mm-hmm. Listens every week on the archives. Oh. as you too can, if you're listening out there. If you miss your show, look us up on the archives. Do a little search for Bound by Books, and you'll find all the shows that have been archived.
Mm.
Pretty fun. But thanks, Michael, for supporting WGXC. Community radio.
Yay.
Hooray. My hero. But I also have a superhero comic with me that's not about Michael, although that would be interesting.
Yeah.
It is about Kamala Khan, Ms. Marvel. And this is a series that I've really been enjoying. Although this one I've had forever and just finally got to it. But Ms. Marvel is a Pakistani-American teenager who lives in Jersey City. And at the start of the comic series, she gets the powers of Ms. Marvel. After a party one night, she sneaks out for a party and becomes a superhero. And so a lot of the comic is sort of her, or of the series, is her developing her skills and figuring out what her powers are, because Ms. Marvel's powers are pretty strange and diverse. and actually in this one, which is volume 8 of the series, she's sort of figuring out this new skill where her body takes all sorts of different wild shapes. She gets really big and I don't know how to explain it. This is when visuals help on the radio. But she almost becomes like a sheet at one point. Like she gets sort of big and flat doll. But she's in an interesting spot in this volume where in the previous volume, there had been some incidents and some sort of, we'll call it fake news, where Ms. Marvel was not portrayed very well and was being blamed for things that were not her fault. And so there's a lot of people in Jersey City who kind of don't want her help anymore. They're kind of like, who decided that we needed you? Like, go help somebody else. And so she's dealing with sort of that, you know, she wants to help and she wants to be a hero. And so she feels a little bit off because the way people are feeling. But then also her brother gets like taken in by some people as a prisoner. So she has to try to save him. And then somebody from a superhero from Pakistan ends up in town and they end up working together to help out with the situation. Oh, okay. And then her best friend is gone throughout this too. So that's part of the challenge throughout this volume where she's having some reassurance issues. Her best friend is over in Wakanda, in Africa. So, but it's very fun. It's a fun series. I like the character a lot. It's like this nice mix of serious and funny.
Speaking of Wakanda, is like her friend like related to Black Panther?
Not related, but he does go to Wakanda where Black Panther is. And he's a like scientist, like a he's, you know, a good engineer, so that's part of why they've taken him in over there. But I forgot there was also a part about Eden here, which I thought was really, it was really cute, where she's with her family. So they have a nice mix of like home life, everyday life for Kamala Khan, and then also her role as Ms. Marvel. So it starts off where they're about to, they found the goat that they're going to slaughter for Eid. And she's like, no, we should take him home and he should be our pet. And she like gives him a name and stuff. And it's just really cute. But I guess this is something that happens every year. And she's very upset and until it's, you know, cooked and in front of her. And then she's very glad to have have this goat on her plate. So then I read another book that I think I have time to talk about. But before I jump into another book, we want to remind everyone listening that we're in the Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive. And we hope everyone out there everywhere listening will call in and pledge their support for WGXC. Help keep this wonderful community supported hands-on radio station on the air.
Yes.
Keep community voices on the radio.
So call 518-697-7400 or go online at wgxc.org/donate to donate to your generosity.
And every little bit helps.
Yes.
So help us reach our goal. Our goal this pledge drive is $25,000. This is to cover basic operating expenses. Nothing fancy. We keep it nice and simple here. You know, tower expenses, basic office expenses. Fahim and I make no money doing this radio show. Because it's a community radio show.
Yes.
But yeah, so call 518-697-7400 and help keep community voices on the airwaves.
Yes.
All right. So I have time for one more book, I think. And this is an interesting book that I read this year because I also read a picture book version of it. And they were similar but very different. And it's called Fatty Legs, A True Story. It's by Christy Jordan Fenton and Margaret Pokayak Fenton. And so it's the story of Margaret, whose birth name was Olimon. And she grew up in the Arctic on Banks Island, which is sort of up north of northern Canada, near Alaska. And when she was young, she would travel with her father and her family from their home in the Arctic on this island to a place called Aklavik, which is in Alaska. And that's where they would do some of their trading and like sell stuff and buy stuff. And then they would go home for the season. And when she's there, she's sort of mesmerized by the people that she sees there. There's these sort of dark cloaked nuns and priests who are from, you know, far off lands, but have come there to do their work. And one of her sisters has gone to school there and comes home from school with both a different name. She comes home with the name Rosie, and she also comes back with a new skill that Margaret is fascinated by, which is the skill of reading. And she's well aware that Rosie learned this skill at the school at Aklavik, and it makes her desperately want to go to school and read. So she begs and begs her parents to let her go, and her parents say no, that it'll, you know, it's going to sort of change her and make her a different person. But eventually she gets their permission to let her go to school, and she's so excited, and she gets there, and they, you know, give her a new name, so she becomes Margaret. They don't want them speaking in their native language. They cut her hair, and she's really excited still, even with all of that, to get into her reading lessons. But then it takes a long time before they start to do those lessons, and instead she feels she's just doing chores basically all day and doing work. And so she's pretty unhappy there. And to top things off, there's a nun that she refers to as the Raven, because the habits that they wear kind of have this little pointy part on it that kind of looks like a bird. But then she also has a bit of a hooked nose and these like claw-like fingers. So she calls her the Raven, and the Raven and Margaret do not get along. And the Raven, at least from Margaret's perspective, seems to pick on her, you know, making her do more chores or harder chores, and sort of teasing her, bullying her to a certain extent. So she's pretty unhappy there. But she's still, you know, excited about learning to read. And the story is sort of about her experience there and how in some circumstances she finds a way to kind of make it, like, stand up for herself and make things a little bit nicer. And she does have one, you know, she has some sort of friendly faces there. She has one of the nuns that she really likes that she refers to as the Swan as opposed to the Raven. Although in real life, I like ravens a lot, just saying. They're very nice. I might like them more than swans even. But in this case, it's like the beautiful swan that's sweet and, you know, yeah. And then the cruel raven. But yeah, so it covers her time at the school. I'm pretty sure, if I'm remembering correctly, that she's there for 2 years. And then in the afterward, you find out that she eventually goes back when some of her siblings decide to go as well. But that's not in the story. Yeah, it's a very interesting book, and it was fun reading it as a picture book. And then this is sort of a more, you know, it's still a pretty easy chapter book, but it's got a lot more context and story to it, and some pretty pictures. Some of them are pretty scary. Oh, but yeah, so it's a good book. Hooray! Yeah. But yeah, we're about to hand it off to the afternoon show. We're just here for 30 minutes each week, but we'll be back next week at 3:30 to talk about some more books. In the meantime, we hope everyone has a really good week and reads lots of great books. Yes. We also hope you'll call in and show your support to WGXC by pledging a donation of any amount. You can call
508-697-7400, or you can go online at wgxc.org/donate.
Yeah. And again, any amount helps. That's our goal of $25,000. Can't do it without you. It's a listener-supported station, and we rely on listener support. So thank you to